How you entrepreneurs, today we have William. He is the host of Coaching Success Radio. He was actually in the real estate field before he actually got into this platform. It's a pretty interesting. So he basically helps coaches, you know, coach. We had a great conversation. Please subscribe. Please share. Follow him on his podcast. All right. Thanks, guys.
Welcome to the road to growth, success of an entrepreneur.
We've raised the bar.
Learn firsthand from successful business owners and create your own path to success.
I'm going
to
show you how great I am.
It's time to hit the road to growth with real estate agent Vinny SD.
So thank you. We're here with William Winter. Winterton.
Winterton. That's all right. Yeah, it's cool. It's good. I've been called a lot of things. Try it again.
All right. So you run a podcast and you also run a successful business where you actually help coaches get to the next level, right?
That is correct. Yes.
So it seems like there's so many coaches kind of helping individuals, business owners get to the next level, but you're actually helping coaches get to the next level. That's kind of a interesting spin. What got you into that kind of mindset, into that field?
So yeah, it's great. It's actually interesting because I was a coach for a while. Actually, we talked just before the podcast about real estate, and I was pretty heavily involved in real estate for a while. And I was actually a lender, did private lending for fix and flips and stuff like that. And in that process, I was a part of a group of about 400 other people who were either private lenders or real estate investors and that sort of thing. And in that process, there were like 7 or 8 of us who got called out to be a mentor to the others in the group. And they just by not necessarily because I was crushing it and making millions and billions of dollars in real estate, but because I had a passion for the people who were actually doing it. And I actually liked the systems involved. They said, hey, do you want to be a mentor to some other people? So I had like 50 people under me at one point that were just, they'd call or they'd email and text and some of that. And it got to the point where I'm like, I actually enjoy this side of it way more than I enjoy the real estate side of it. So it's like, I mean, I know you're in a real estate game, and I think it's a fantastic game. I love it. You can make some crazy money. And but for me, I was looking at it, I'm like, okay, it's like it's 4 walls, it's a roof, you know, it's like it's a building. I mean, so this was like talking with the people and actually going in and helping them with their business and growing. And so that started appealing to me more. Well, and then slowly.
No, I totally agree with you. Like, so yeah. I did back in college, I did some a visual component. I did like a little TV show, college TV show, and you kind of see from start to finish this growth, right? Because you're putting this piece together. And I think the same thing, because we do a little coaching here, and we see the same thing where you're helping a person out. You see that little bit of growth from like kind of start to the middle point to the next point, and it feels good because you're like, that was me. I helped in that.
Yeah, and it's cool, and you can kind of watch them go, and then the amount of stuff you learn from that as well, but just by teaching and training the stuff that you're like, holy crap, I didn't know that, and like that's awesome. So it's a really cool process. So. That eventually led me into, I met a colleague of mine who I'd worked with through real estate. She was a coach already for helping people out. And we kind of latched onto this group called the Coaching Success Club, basically an organization, small Facebook group that was basically coaches helping other coaches out. I kind of started developing stuff for that, developing content, organizing people to come in who are experts in all areas of online marketing, on business, on sales funnels, on all that stuff. So then that disbanded for a couple of reasons, mostly that she was, she's awesome, but she had to move back to her home country and take care of some ailing family members. So I was on my own. I thought, well, let's just keep going. So I started what's called Coaching Success Radio, which is basically all about helping coaches grow their business. And in that meantime, I've built up my own system to help other coaches grow. And I guess it boils down to, I think the coaching and mentoring side, like what you talk about, I think it's super important. I think it's a key part of any business to grow, to really any business or any person. If you want to develop any area of your life, I think coaches are crazy valuable. So I thought, let's help that. Let's fan that flame a little bit, get these people going.
So let me jump back to, so when you decided on the idea of coaching coaches, you built out with your ex-partner a Facebook page. Simple as that, kind of build a Facebook page and then start inviting people to it, putting content on there and kind of growing that platform out.
Yeah, it was a really simple strategy. And actually, I won't take credit for building it. I kind of came in about halfway through the game. There's another lady here in town. Her name's Karen, is interesting. So Karen is a very successful coach, Karen Capella. She's a great, super successful coach here in Tucson. And she had met this woman who became my partner and brought my partner on basically to help try and She was doing a lot of high ticket coaching, like, you know, $20,000, $25,000 packages, but wanted to get content out to people who couldn't pay those kind of fees and weren't really ready to take that step. So they developed basically a Facebook group, and it's just a small group. It's like $50 a month or something like that as a membership site, but we didn't even build out real. I mean, we had a small little, like a WordPress page, but it really wasn't even a website. It was just literally for a membership fee through PayPal or Stripe or whatever, they got access to this invite only Facebook group. And the idea there is that that's where all the connection happens. That's where the live trainings happen. That's where, you know, you make yourself available to help and give coaching. You do Facebook lives, you do, you know, just whatever you can do. And we just use Facebook as the platform for feeding that. And as people would just stay and grow in that membership. So that's really what that was. It was really, it's actually a pretty easy way to not have to build out anything and just create something that was like, all right, it's already established. Everybody's on Facebook. Pay us a few bucks and come on into our mastermind. Okay. I mean, it wasn't huge. We had like 80, 100 people, something like that, but it was pretty, you know, it's a pretty cool little group of just, you know, really solid coaches trying to grow themselves. And it's kind of fun.
So when you built that out, how long of a time frame was it from when you jumped in to when you had to kind of leave that platform?
So the woman, Karen, who decided that she wasn't going to run it anymore because she has way too much other stuff going on, was going to disband it. And that's when my partner came to me and she's like, hey, do you want to take this thing over and let's just run this? Because it's making money. But at the same time, it's like it's something we can grow. It's something we can develop. It's something we can nurture. It's already got a very warm audience of people who are receptive to learning. It's got all these pieces to it. So I was like, sure, cool. And we really only ran it for about 6 months before she had to go, had to leave. But in that time, you know, we grew it a little bit. But it was, for me, I'd never run a membership group or never done anything that was, you know, everything I'd done was one-on-one. So doing any kind of a group activity was brand new to me. So I kind of trial by fire learned how to, like I said, develop all the content, put, you know, get guests together, create, you know, scheduled posts and then engagement and then, you know, just answering questions and being accountable, kind of like I was back in my real estate days when I had 40, 50 people, you know, pre-Facebook. So this was just, it was pretty crazy. It was like, I don't know, I guess in setting up a membership site for somebody, I think it's a pretty easy way to go. I think you should have a group anyway that you lean into, paid or not. I think it's just important to have a tribe anyway. So this was kind of a fun way to do it.
The tribe aspect of it, just kind of going into that right there. I think that's a more popular word. I've heard it more and more on podcasts. Having your own tribe, building out your tribe. Is that something you kind of teach alien, your coaches?
Yeah. So it's kind of the idea, and I get nervous about stuff like that being like too cliche. You know, it's like everybody calls themselves a badass now. And it's like, okay, so now if we're all badasses, are we really? I mean, like, really, is it that big of a deal? But as far as the tribe thing, I think the idea behind that is like, look, if you've got a bunch of people who are already like, they're aligned with what you're doing and they're already super excited about the stuff you're excited about and you can share, you know, information with them. They can share amongst themselves, actually be social on the social media and not just, you know, you're not just spamming people, but it's actually building a rapport, and it basically makes the sale that much easier. If you ever decide to start publishing some kind of a content or some kind of a program or a course, if you got a group of 200, 300, even really 50 to 100 people is all you need. People who really truly love you and will love what you're doing. And then you just say, hey, I'm launching this thing. And they're like, oh my gosh, right? I mean, William's launching this, whatever, I gotta go check it out. And so then they jump into it, they see it, and then it's super easy. But what it does also, like I said, it builds rapport, which is super huge. Trust is a major, major player anywhere on social media, because honestly, nobody trusts anybody until they get to kind of know you and kind of be around you. So the tribe thing, I think the tribe thing, that's why it's so on fire.
So jumping back. So you had the Facebook platform, the you built out the tribe, and then what transitioned you from building out Coaching Success Radio, the podcast platform? How did that go?
So that was kind of I'll be honest with you, that was kind of my own selfish thing. I had a podcast like a year and a half ago, which nobody's heard of. I think my mom listened to like 4 episodes. I did like 70. It was really a chance for me to like test out the podcasting world. I love to you know, be in front of a camera. I love to talk. I love to share stories. But I had no idea what I was doing. So I was literally just every day, I'm like, oh, let's just talk about this. And it was like, it was all over the place. It wasn't narrowed in. It was a disaster. But I had fun. So I figured, okay, that was a learning experience. But I really wanted to do another podcast. And I really thought, okay, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to promote it. I'm going to have a real core topic. And again, this lady I'm working with, she's like, why don't you start a podcast, you know, that based off of this group that we've got, the coaches helping, you know, this coaching success club, why don't you just create something? So I got a hold of the woman, the original Karen. I said, hey, do you mind if I have something called Coaching Success Radio? Is that a problem? She's like, no, that sounds great. So I literally launched this, and there's a gentleman named Steven Larson. I don't know if you know who Steven Larson is, from ClickFunnels. He's like, do you know anything about ClickFunnels and that whole world, the funnel building world, the website world? Steven Larson's like this big time kind of like one of these like minds that I've been following for years. He has this ability that you can go and you can actually book a call months and months out to do a, like a 20-minute interview. And so like before I even started this thing, I like just playing on the computer, I'm going and all of a sudden I like, oh my gosh, click. And I booked a call with this guy like 4 months out. And I'm like, all right, now I got to start a podcast because I got to interview this dude in like 4 months. So I'm like, I don't want to be like brand new. So I started literally, that was like my kick in the pants. Like, okay, all right, now I got Steven coming on. Crap. All right, I got to get real. So then I started like throwing out all the material. But it's been a blast. It's actually, it's the audience is growing. It's how I built out, again, the tribe thing and my own list and my own network. And I've gotten clients from my podcast. I've gotten a lot of great relationships, met some really cool people. So yeah, it's kind of done. Yeah.
Well, so was Steven Larson one of your first guests on the new platform then?
Yeah, he was like in my first 20 episodes or something like that. Yeah, he, and so his thing is all about offers, which is actually going to be for your audience too. His name is Steven Larson, and he runs a program every year called OfferMind. And he literally, his whole point of his business is how to create an offer, how to create something that your audience is going to want. So in real estate or in multi-level marketing or in coaching or in any, it doesn't matter what your thing is. If you're trying to create an offer for somebody, and I know real estate offer is a little different. When you're going and you're trying to make a cash offer or whatever, just to buy a house. But if you're trying to raise money, if you're trying to, if you ever decide to build out a training or your coaching program, creating that offer and explaining in super clear terms what it is, what value you're adding to people, and basically laying out, here's all the things I'm going to give you to help you succeed in whatever this is, and here's my offer for it. He helps build that out. So it was super valuable to my audience in terms of coaching, because a lot of coaches just go out there and say, well, yeah, I'm a life coach or I'm a relationship coach or whatever. And it's like as vague as you can get, right? I mean, relationship could be me and my 14-year-old daughter. It could be me and my wife. It could be my mother, my sister. It could be me and my friend. So relationship is huge. So narrow that down, build an offer out of what you're doing. And then that's basically what this conversation was with him. So yeah, it was one of the first several. But what's interesting is that because I just literally went ahead and did the podcast, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to start this out. I literally went into all these Facebook groups with all these really successful coaches. And I just said, hey, I'm starting a podcast. I'm looking for some really, really talented people. And I got some people who, I mean, I could name names in the coaching world. You kind of know who they are, but they're like, yeah, sure, I'll come on. And I had people who were like, you know, 7-figure copywriters who just showed up like, yeah, I'll try. And I'm like, okay. And I had people who were like, you know, this woman was from Canada. She's an actress. She's a, you know, best-selling book author. She's been on, you know, she's met basically every famous person you can think of out there in Europe. I'm like, all right. So I just had all these major, major people who just kind of came on. So I'm like, this is really cool. Like, again, I would do this now instead of like, if I could just make money podcasting, I would just do this instead of coaching. Like, this is so darn fun. Like, I could just have a good time. So anyway, I don't know. That answers your question now, but it kind of came out because ultimately that's what I want to do. I just want to be, this is my best message, my best medium to get my message out. So.
Well, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun. I know there's probably some times from when you first started this business to now, there are kind of some hurdles that you had to overcome and stuff that was like knocking your head against the wall. Can you kind of walk us through any of those platforms or any of those times?
Yeah. And I'll say for me, it was that first podcast was probably one of the bigger ones. I mean, there's been a ton of stuff business-wise through real estate and through everything. But really what it all comes down to is there's this thing in the coaching world, and it's probably, it may be beyond that now, but it's called imposter syndrome. And you may or may not have heard of this, but it's the idea that I'm going to go and I'm going to create something. I'm going to go, you know, launch a podcast. I'm going to go create a product. And then that imposter syndrome hits your head and you're like, who am I to be the guy or gal to do this, right? Like somebody comes to you and like, you know, you're trying to raise money for your real estate, or you're trying to go in and like, I'm going to go make an offer on the house. And they look at you like, all right, but 5 years ago, you were doing whatever, 3 years ago, like, you know, so you get this play in your head of like, oh man, what can I really do this? You know, can I really get into commercial real estate? I'm a, you know, single family, four and under kind of guy. Like, is like, so that imposter syndrome sets in. So for me, that was huge. Like, my non-business backstory is I've worked for 20 years at a church. I was a musician. I was with kids ministry. So if you want to go as far away from making money and like, you know, so I was in the real estate world. I was a church musician. I was a puppeteer for my children's programs, and everybody I knew knew I had these kind of skills. So then you walk into that room and you're like, hey, I'd like to raise about $2 million for this real estate investment thing. You want challenge. That's it right there. I mean, like, you know, like, yeah, okay. What's the punchline, right? So I'm like, oh crap. Like, so all this game in your head. So for me, that was it. It was basically redefining myself. Like, yeah, I'm still that guy. I still have fun with my kids. I still do all that weird, crazy, you know, I'm a musician. I still do all the fun stuff, but I'm like, but in my own mind, it's my own identity. And I think that's probably, no matter what business you're in, that's universally one of the challenges when you start as an entrepreneur, is people who have known you your whole life as a secretary or as a lawyer or as a, you know, a painter or a puppeteer, doesn't matter. Whatever you've been, that's who you are. That's your label. And so now all of a sudden you want to go and start a business. You want to launch a product. You want to become an affiliate marketer. You want to go into real estate. They're like, why are you doing that? You know, you're this person. So it's that very much that, all those voices, but bigger than that is the voice in your own mind going like, oh crap, they're right. Yeah. And the first failure you hit, you're like, yeah, I shouldn't do that. Like all these things like start attacking. So when you ask about the journey and stuff, it's like, it's an ongoing process, but that's something that still plays in my head. Cause it's like,
so how have you got past that? Or how have you pushing past that?
You just keep going. So this is where the tribe really fits in, and where you start. Cause I don't, like I said, we don't know each other super well, but I would be willing to bet if I was to scour your Facebook page, you'd be full of people who are very much alike with you. They like real estate. They like helping people. They like serving people. They're probably a little bit more outgoing. They're probably people who are want to make money, right? You're alive with all these people. You probably don't have a lot of friends who are like, yeah, you know what? Real estate sucks. It's a scam. You know what? Podcasts, nobody listens to them. Yeah, I started my own business. It didn't work. I don't think you should do that. I think you should work for the boss. Like, you don't have a lot of those people probably because you don't hang out with them. So I started like basically scouring. I didn't have a lot, but I did have people who were voices on my Facebook, on my social media. I had friends that I hung out with live who were just like, yeah, dude, you're a musician. What are you doing? And I'm like, come back. I'm not leaving you. I'm just growing a different part. So that's really the best thing is just like, look, just figure out what you want to do. Figure out what you're really wanting to be passionate about. And it's simple, but it's not easy, right? It's like, I get it. I can take those things out, but like physically going and getting those relationships and saying, no, I'm going to say no to that. I'm going to build this up over here. Even if I make mistakes, even if I lose some money, right? So that's the challenge.
Yeah, no, something that I've realized, it's a lot harder to pull someone up to your mindset than being with.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, actually, you're talking about the imposter syndrome. I was listening to a Joe Rogan podcast. I don't know if you ever listened to him.
But oh, yeah.
He was talking
yeah.
about that he actually – he's had that for a long time, and I think he only recently got over it maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. That's all of us.
It goes everybody. I read a thing about, I don't know, some time ago, Ringo Starr, Beatles, right? Yeah. I mean, can you get any more famous? I was in the freaking Beatles, and he still goes on stage, and he's like minutes before he goes on, he's like, he paces. I like saw a video of him like pacing and like trying to figure out in his mind, like, how do I get out of this? Like, how do I not go out there? And then finally he's like, I just kind of like force myself out there. And I'm like, you're a freaking beetle. Like, who's not going to want to like see you? I mean, you're not, you know, like how are you? But yeah, but everybody gets that. I know Tony Robbins gets that. I know Kiyosaki gets that. I know everybody gets that thing. And so you just have to push past that. And it's very, very true what you just said. Yeah. You got to get like, I'm either going to take the step or I'm going to fall back. I'm either going to go back to my group of friends where I'm comfortable. I'm going to push out of that. And you have to, that's a tough choice.
Yeah. So what, if you could look at maybe your younger self, that person that was the puppeteer or that person that was at the church, what kind of advice would you give them?
How many puppeteers have you had on your podcast? I'd like to just kind of have a curious.
just in Somalia, yeah. But never
yeah. here. I don't know. What would I tell myself, Matt? So here's the thing is that, I think life is just a journey. And honestly, when I was in my 20s, I mean, I've always been an entrepreneur. It wouldn't surprise you now to know that my first job, I was a magician for children's birthday parties. I mean, it's just, I can't, there's nothing about my life. I've never had a desk job. I've never been in a cubicle. That's just not, that doesn't fit. But everything I've done has been like in time, right? And like, if I could, do I regret, you know, I have a minor in business. I was a music major. I had a minor in business, but I hated it. Like I needed something to fall back on. but I ended up with a music degree and somehow landed a job in music that wasn't teaching. And I don't know, that was like bizarre with all my friends. Like, that shouldn't have happened, but it did. And I worked through it. And the reality is, that's where I was. I loved that. I wanted to do that then. The children's ministry stuff, the puppeteering stuff. Yeah, I love that. I write songs. I like to play keyboard. I like to play bass. I like to organize bands. I like that's my world. That's where I was. And then I was in my 30s and I'm like, I had two small kids. And I'm like, man, what do I, you know? And I was my wife who kind of looked at me one day and was like, you know, you're leading this contemporary, you know, music at your church, right? And you're going to be 40 here pretty soon. And, you know, she kind of basically said, you weren't even cool when you were young, and now you're going to be like 40. Like, there's no, like, it's just not, you know, and in the way that she could say it, I kind of like, yeah, she's right. So I'm like, what else am I going to do? And I knew I didn't want to do a desk job. So I basically started just kind of scouring. And if I could do one thing different, I probably would have just started, I would have been more aggressive about figuring that out because I really took my time, which was fine. But it took me then a long time to, you know, I went to the real estate world. I kind of stayed there for a while and I liked it. And then I knew it wasn't what I wanted to do, but I could make money at it. I'm like, I should have, I wish I had been more aggressive about what do I want to do? And what am I really passionate about? Like, I can always make money, right? You can make money doing anything, whether you make a ton of money or not, it's, you're going to survive. But do you actually want to get up in the morning and take the phone call of that person who's calling you, right? Or do you want to be on that phone with a person? And in my case, real estate just wasn't it. Like, I just was like, I really don't want to hear from an investor or from somebody trying to do this who's got a problem with whatever or the deal's not. I like, that wasn't my world. It's like, I just can't do that anymore. I'm not wired for that. So I'm like, well, what do I want to do? But I don't mind getting on the call with people who are going through that and encouraging and helping them. And I can come up with strategies to overcome that. I just want to be that guy taking the call. So I'm like, well, how do I organize that? So you figure out, it's not a matter of like, God, I wish I had just done this 20 years ago, then I'd be here. I don't think life does that to you. I think you have to look at each action as a step. And if you look at it that way, then you're always moving forward. And if you go, shoot, 20 years ago, I should have gone back and done this, then you're taking steps back. And I don't think that's healthy.
All right. So talking about moving forward, what's next for William and Coaching Success Radio?
Yeah. So my next thing, I'm building out several programs. I just launched a program last week actually called Strategy Session Mastery. And the strategy session is essentially when you get onto the actual call, it's a little bit like closing the deal. Real estate is the same thing. You've been working forever with clients or working with prospects and putting messaging out there. And now you're on that one-on-one phone call and just trying to basically say, look, you need coaching, you need help, whatever. And let's make this happen. Let's get this deal done. So I put a program together of that and I had a good response to that. So I'm like, I don't know, that's interesting to start creating some programs that allow me to just kind of be a little more hands-off and give me some more free time. I don't know. I got two kids, or my daughter's a teenager, my son's 11. So I'm not like ready to retire at any level, but I'm like, I want to kind of spend more time with them. And when they're in college, then I can go back and keep doing stuff. And I'm like, what can I do to kind of let things go a little bit? So building out programs that are self-sufficient that I can just sell and just run on their own is great. But like this right here, the passion of this, man, I was like, what I want to do is I want to keep getting on people's shows. I want to keep bringing people on who are exciting to talk to, not saying the same old thing over and over again, not a talking head who's just, you know, like, okay, I've heard that, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I want somebody who's got a story, just like you. I want somebody who's got a story. I want somebody who's passionate. I want somebody who's got something, some kind of a paradigm shifting, you know, challenge that they're going to throw at somebody. I like that stuff. So that's kind of what I'm doing with this is I'm like, I'm just kind of seeing where this takes me. Cause I think podcasting is a huge, medium for people to it's starting to grow and starting to build. I think it's a great way to start, connecting people. And, I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm in a place where I'm like, I'm not as hungry to be like a billionaire like I used to be. I used to be like, oh man, I'm just going to make real estate. I'm just going to make a ton of money. Like now I'm like, what do I want my lifestyle to look like? Like, what do I want to do every day?
So I got two things out of that. I got two things. Yeah. That first one is that you're going to have soon free labor because you're going to have your daughter working for you.
You bet. Man, it's been 14 years of her just sitting around on her tush and not doing anything. She's going to start. Yeah, you bet.
The second thing I got, I think you're inviting me on your podcast in the future.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. If you're gay, man, I'm open. I'm open. I think there's too much. I think there's too much good stuff to let it go and not reciprocate. So yeah, by all means.
No, sounds good. And then, so if you want to talk directly to any coaches out there, what's kind of one piece of feedback, one piece of like info that you can give them right now? And then if they want more, they can kind of reach out to you.
Yeah, you mean as far as reaching out to me, contacting me or whatever?
Yeah, contacting you, just kind of like maybe a starting point, like something that all coaches probably should know that maybe some of them don't know. And then if they're getting that information, but they want more of it, then they can contact you.
Yeah, absolutely. So the biggest thing is just to, honestly, that imposter syndrome, I think, is probably one of the main things is that, yeah, if you have a talent and ability that you're able to coach people through, don't look at your social media and look at your feed and see what everybody else is doing and either try and copy what they're doing. That's like a huge problem because people go like, oh, it worked for this guy. So they just copy their copy basically. And they're like, I'm just going to use that, or I'll just copy their offer or whatever. But it's not something you're excited about. So figure out what it is that you really want to do and who you can really help, and figure out what it is what is a major pain point that you solve. Like I said before, you may be a relationship coach, but what relationship? And I hear it, like my clients are like, when they first come, they're usually like, oh yeah, I can help anybody with their health, or I can help anybody lose weight, or I can help anybody sugar detox or whatever. And I'm like, okay, yeah, but that's huge. That's just like you saying, yeah, I do real estate of all kind anywhere. No, I guarantee, again, we don't know each other well, but I guarantee you're in a specific market. You probably don't have a lot of properties out here that you don't have. Like, you probably, because you have to have a team, you have the boots on the ground, you have certain parameters that you go by, you'd like this LTV, like, right? So there's certain things that you do. You don't just say, oh, I'd buy any houses, right? The we buy ugly houses people, they can do that because they're huge. The home investors, they got they're the Coca-Cola of this thing, right? So they can bust that out. Small time coach, you know, one or two people on your team, you're not a Coca-Cola, right? You got to be a Red Bull. So like in a world of sodas, you've got to be the guy who's like, yeah, I'm not a soda, I'm an energy drink. And here's why you want me, right? And it's like a different mindset. So it's a totally different thing than going in and be like, yeah, Coke. Okay, I'm RC. You're like, yeah, you suck. You know, I mean, it's like, right? So the biggest thing is figure out what it is you do, who you serve, and start talking to people. Start figuring out, you know, get to know people who are aligned with what your problem is, and figure out like, hey, like, let's just start serving each other, help each other out. And yeah, just be super clear.
So if someone listening right now is looking to transition from RC Cola to Red Bull, how would they get in contact with you?
They would go to, well, first of all, my podcast, which if you haven't noticed, it's coachingsuccessradio.com. Shameless plug right here. But no, it's seriously, coachingsuccessradio.com or into iTunes, wherever it's at. It's on iTunes. I have it on YouTube. It's on Spotify. It's like everywhere. But it's a really good starting point. And I have links to, you know, my site is williamwinterton.com. And that's where I actually go through and I teach coaches a 6-point strategy that literally takes you from where you are using organic traffic. I don't do any paid advertising. It's all organic stuff. So I go through all the steps and you literally can go on there. It's like a 1-hour training. You can go through, it's free, and it will show you exactly how to implement everything I do. And if you decide that you want help with it, coaching with it, you can just call me and say, hey, let's just talk. And we'll work through it. But everything you need is there. So williamwinterton.com, but also the podcast, because just like you, I bring people on who are way smarter than me in different areas. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know everything. So I'm like, I've got, you know, people who are just like brilliant. I'm like, yeah, I'll let you talk.
Exactly. Well, thanks, William, for being on the podcast. I think a lot of great information right there. I think just a simple tidbit of imposter syndrome is huge right there. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah,
it's way easier to fall in that trap than you might think it is. So just watch out for it. Every time you start thinking like, yeah, I don't know, just kind of check yourself. Like maybe I can. Maybe I've just never thought that I could, and I've just got this barrier.
Well, thanks again. Hopefully, everyone listening got some great information. Please subscribe. Please share and tell your friends.
It's a great podcast.
Thank you for listening to The Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur. Please like, subscribe, and stay connected. Visit www.vinnysd.com.
Yeah, I created a website.
Hope to see you again next week. Team Vinny SD, signing off.